all morning long. We've been discussing this federal district court decision. The story is actually quite interesting, and we talked about it. First, the San Francisco mayor began marrying people who were same-sex
right,
gays,
just because he thought it was the right thing to do.
That was challenged, and it went to the state Supreme Court in California. That was the next act.
Right.
And the state Supreme Court said what?
You can do it.
It's legal. And in fact, the state constitution insists upon equality of same-sex versus heterosexual
marriage. So a lot of gay couples got married.
And then the ballot measure process, of course, very famous in California, was initiated in 2008. And along with the election of Barack Obama in the state of California, the people of California decided by a majority that there should, in fact, be a ban.
Right.
Proposition 8. That was challenged in federal court, and yesterday...
Overturned
in the district court.
On again, off again.
And it's going to continue from there. District court decision will be challenged, and Kenji Yoshino, professor of constitutional law at NYU, suggests that over the next 2 years, we will see an appeal to the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco.
And then the Supreme Court of the United States. He believes it will go that far. And, of course, the opinions on both sides are absolutely volatile. This is a very, very sensitive issue.
So what do the people who supported the ban on gay marriage think about this process? The president of the National Organization for Marriage, Brian Brown, joins us. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
You know, people who voted with the majority in California, how are they feeling this morning about a court's ban on striking down of this ban, Proposition 8?
Well, it's an outrageous decision, but it's not unexpected. Judge Walker has managed this trial largely as a circus from day one, and his biases were evident from day one, including the fact that he attempted to, for the first time, broadcast this live, and the Supreme Court had to step in and say, no, you can't do that, including his attempts at broad discovery, including internal campaign emails. The entire process has been essentially a kangaroo court. So it's not unexpected. It's absolutely outrageous. The decision itself is so broad that it would essentially overturn all of the marriage laws throughout the country in which, you know, voters in 31 states have voted to define marriage as the union of a man and a woman. Judge Walker yesterday essentially said those folks are all bigots.
Now, Brian, hold on. Distinguish between your view that the particular courts who have taken up this matter have their own agenda and the general issue of the federal government having sort of supreme law of the land authority here.
Well, the federal government has spoken about marriage in the past. You look back to the 1880s and the Utah Enabling Act. The federal government didn't allow Utah to become a state because of polygamy and said that marriage in the country is the union of a man and a woman. So under federal law, that's clear. There has never been a court that's claimed what Walker is now claiming, that somehow there is a constitutional, U.S. constitutional right to same-sex marriage. And what Walker has just done is launched the first salvo in what will be a major national culture war. He's the one who launched it by claiming that the civil rights of Californians who voted to protect marriage don't matter. And now what you're going to have is it's going to go up through the courts. You know, I'm optimistic that the U.S. Supreme Court will overrule Walker, given...
Well, let's... Brian, hold on. We're going to take a break here. Brian Brown is the president of the National Organization for Marriage, talking about the Prop 8 decision in California. We're going to take a break, come back, and discuss what the legal strategy is now for opponents of gay marriage. Stay with us, Brian. John Hockenberry here with Lynn Scheer. Continuing now with Brian Brown, president of the National Organization for Marriage, which is among the individuals or the organizations planning appeals of the Prop 8 decision, where a district court struck down the ban on gay marriage in California. Brian Brown, you've stated your sort of concerns about the way the trial was conducted in the district court. I suspect the liberal reputation of the Ninth Circuit concerns you as well. But ultimately, doesn't this come down to what the federal authority is here? If, for instance, there were ballot measures on slavery, we probably wouldn't have the Emancipation Proclamation in the United States. How does that figure into this decision, Brian?
Well, I think it's a totally false analogy. Clearly, there's a difference between race and marriage, and that's why you see overwhelming majorities of African Americans supporting marriage as the union of a man and a woman. And it's absurd to say that the majority of Americans are bigots simply because they stand up for marriage as the union of a man and a woman and understand there's something special and unique about it. And I think the Supreme Court's going to find that. If it does not, you still have Congress with the ability to move forward with the U.S. constitutional amendment defining marriage as the union of a man and a woman. And I believe that given, you know, how overwhelming the majorities continue to be in places like Maine and throughout the country, that's a real possibility. So again, Walker has federalized and nationalized this question, and the people will ultimately have the ability, if the Supreme Court gets it wrong, to get it right. And I think that's what will happen.
Brian, as the president of the National Organization for Marriage, what exactly is your strategy? What can we expect to see as you proceed in your attempt to overturn this?
Well, we are not the main litigants. The Prop 8 Legal Defense Fund is. We are not litigants at all. We've supported them financially. But again, the legal case is clear. There was absolutely no reason to hold a trial in this case. And lawyers and judges on both sides of the issue were sort of scratching their heads saying why. The legal issues are clear. There didn't need to be a trial. The reason there was a trial is because Walker wanted a circuit.
But what are you going to – what is your plan? Is there a lobbying campaign? Is there a PR campaign?
Well, look, at the Ninth Circuit, I don't think the Ninth or the Supreme Court is going to accept Walker's attempt to limit this to the facts that he collected during this so-called show trial. They're going to look at the history of the law in this country, and the history of the law is clear. There is no U.S. constitutional right to same-sex marriage, and the strict scrutiny and rational basis test that he applied both, the court's going to say this has never happened before. So whether it's in the Ninth or U.S. Supreme Court, the law is clear. There wasn't a need for a trial.
Although the interesting thing will be if Ted Olson, the Republican Solicitor General Ted Olson, takes this case all the way to the Supreme Court, that will be a very interesting discussion on both sides. Brian Brown, president of the National Organization for Marriage, thanks so much. Again, we're going to be watching this case as we go forward. Thanks so much, Brian.